Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, Georgia cotton farmers certainly have a multitude of challenges to face, and UGA Extension plant pathologist Bob Kimmerite says one of those challenges, nematodes, is just now getting the attention it deserves.
We're only now beginning to realize how much of a challenge they are. It's easy to ignore nematodes, brush it off as something else like sorry dirt or poor fertility, herbicide injury. They've always been a problem, but now we're starting to tackle it.
Kimmerite says the good news is that there are new seed treatments coming out. However, the bad news is the departure of Timic from the marketplace in 2014.
And because that's the workhorse of our fields as far as managing nematodes, a lot of questions on that. And my answer is basically, you worry about growing cotton today, and let us take care of worrying about what you're going to do in 2014 and into 2018.
Kimmerite assures producers that there are good things on the horizon.
The first thing is we're starting to manage, develop risk management zones for fields where they can better apply nematicides like Telone. We've got the seed treatments coming on, and we can use those in conjunction with other products such as Vidate. And also, we've got exciting varieties coming from our breeding programs. For one is Phytogen 367, and another one would be Stoneville 5458, which have measurable levels of resistance to the root knot nematode. And you take all those factors, resistance, Telone, and seed treatments, and other nematicides, I think we're going to be just fine. It's just going to take a little while to figure out.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.